our fashion expert, Jess Long from John Lewis, has joined us in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. The last time you came in, we think, was November last year.
We're talking Christmas.
We were.
Christmas adverts.
Yes.
It's a good time.
So what's been going on since then?
It's been quite busy, lots of appointments. We've got new branding called Andor, which is great.
So what's that like, Andor?
So it's called Andor. It's a John Lewis own brand, and it's inspired by like LA lifestyle. So it's a casual brand for women. It's got a whole range of jeans, which is really nice. And the jeans are made by two ladies who worked at Levi for 20 years. So they're, you know, cream of the crop. That have made them for us. We've got all range, like skinny, boyfriend, straight, etc., which have been selling really well.
There's a type of jean called boyfriend.
Yeah,
did you know
boyfriend
that?
Jean.
No.
It's kind of baggy.
It's kind of baggy. It's kind of...
Did you not know that?
I'm reliable.
Never text.
No. And then there's this range of other bits and bobs in there too. Some great dresses, tops, just very casual everyday wear, but at really kind of reasonable prices. So, and they've got accessories as well that goes with them. They've got some amazing sandals that I've got my eye on. So,
what are they like?
They're like kind of hippie pom-poms, very cool, but that's totally me. So I've got my eye on them. We'll see what happens.
Cool. So obviously when you work in a department store or any sort of fashion retailer, you're always many months ahead of the actual weather that is out there.
Yep.
So when did you start stocking spring and summer clothing?
So spring started coming in for us around early February, and we will have that until kind of June, and then we will start, before we know it, having coats and being back into autumn,
gosh,
winter.
Really?
So, yeah.
You must get used to that, but is it not a bit depressing being so far ahead of... I suppose in winter, it's probably quite exciting to have all that stuff, but at the same time, when you're selling coats in July, it's...
It is quite, particularly last year, because we had that really hot spell in September, and we were full of winter coats, no shorts to be seen, and everyone was coming and going, have you got any shorts? And we'd be like, no. So, yeah. You get used to it, I would say. You get used to it. But you have to think a little bit more forward for events and each season, pretty much.
Is this your favourite time of the year?
Yeah. I'm totally more of a summer... I'm a summer bird, what can I say? I'm all for holidays, nice weather, punting, drinks, all of that.
I suppose you can do more with that as a personal stylist, can't you? Someone comes to you with a scenario, as you say, they're going on holiday or they're going to a nice party and they need something.
Yeah,
you can work with that.
You've got more events and things as well over summer. So, like you say, you've got, you know, parties as well as kind of races. I mean, you get the winter races, but more people are more likely to go to the summer one.
Yeah.
Weddings, you've got everything. So it's a great time of year and there's a lot out there. So, yeah.
All right.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been to John Lewis for a while, and I have to say I'm in that bit of my wardrobe. I'm not quite sure. I'm still hanging on to my jumpers desperately, but really it's getting the skin out for the first time that always scares me. It's like, whoa. Yeah,
it's all about the layers. Keep the layers on until it gets a little bit warmer, because we are... Like we were saying before, it's colder in the mornings, but as you get into the day, it is a little bit nicer. So having that cardi or jacket that you can take off for the nice part of the day but pop back on later is really what's key.
Jackets, definitely. I mean, I love not having to wear a coat when I go out, and I love not having to wear boots. It's so much easier dressing in the summer, isn't
it? But I think a lot of people have been so used to the boots, they're now like,
Toes, what's going on?
What's going on? I can't do this.
Socks. Yeah, I know. It is freaky, isn't it, when the weather changes? And we are so, you know, we either, it's all or nothing, isn't it? It's kind of, but it's interesting that, you know, as you obviously change, your body shape has changed maybe a bit whilst, you know.
We all like to indulge over Christmas.
Yeah, it's like...
Getting the bikini body ready. We'll have to see.
Back into the shorts. But how short are the shorts this season?
We've got more short lengths? Kind of like safari ones. They're kind of on the knee, just a little bit above. So they're not too short, which is nice. I think most people don't want them too short. There are still a couple, but kind of your general more Oasis, which is aimed at younger market anyway.
Skirt lengths? What's going on with skirt lengths for this season?
There's not much in the way of skirts currently. But what we have got, I'd say, on the knee, Yeah. Everything's on or above. There was has been this whole midi trend for such a long time, but I think for most women, it's quite hard to wear a midi length. Most average woman is, what, 5'5"? And it just cuts you off at the wrong point. So I'm quite happy to see it going up a little bit.
Yeah.
A bit more classic at the moment.
And dresses, people just love dresses, do they?
Yeah. Well, I think what I'm seeing at the moment is there's two types of women. We've got the women who live in their jeans. And I think a lot of women put their hand up and be like, yeah, that's me. And then we've got the dress women like myself. But I just think dresses are so much more versatile. I think you can dress it down, especially with like different trends going on at the moment, like athleisure. It's now okay to wear dresses with like trainers, but then you could dress it up for the evening or wear it to an event. So, I mean, it depends on your style, but I think I love a dress.
And what colours? Is it still floral or have you got colour? What kind of strong colours are there?
Florals are still in, always in. At the moment, though, they're bigger and brighter than ever. So I think they're calling it more super florals, more like digital print. Is really massive. So brands like Ted Baker, Phase 8, Fenwick Manson, and pinks and blues seem to be the colour for the season. So if you're looking for a Mother of the Bride outfit, likelihood you're going to be in pink or blue is very high. But kind of more of a powder blue, and it's more a bit more pastel in particular, which is, I think there's some beautiful stuff out there, so it's definitely worth popping in.
We've got a question, haven't we? We've got a question for Jess.
We have. We've got a question from a bloke, which is good.
Brilliant. Exciting.
Peanut has messaged in from Bolsham. He says, I'm going to Falmouth in June to visit some friends. What colour summer shirts will be best for men this summer season?
Oh, exciting. Well, firstly, yay to Falmouth. My best friend lives in Falmouth, so I know what the weather's like. I would always say for summer, for guys, a patterned shirt is great. We've got quite a few. Well,
oh, really?
Uh-huh. So, check is always in for men, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some other prints and stuff around at the moment, particularly brands like Kin do some great short-sleeved shirts with a bit of pattern. So I definitely say don't always go for plain, go for a bit of pattern. We've got a lot of khaki in for guys at the moment, and ye old faithful blue. But I think it's going lighter than ever, so it's more mid-blue and lighter. I'm just thinking what else. A lot for guys, because we're so used to seeing the floor in blue, you can see the difference. There's a lot of khaki and orange, which is a bit out there for, I don't know, how all men feel about a bit of orange.
Orange,
but it looks quite nice.
Orange is a bit daring, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit out there. Most guys are like, I'm happy in a nice checkered blue shirt. Yeah,
but orange would go with any sort of hair colour, I would imagine, doesn't
it? Well, I think it's the shade, but if you go for like more of a burnt orange, then yeah. And there's a lot of kind of, for guys, these kind of khakis, shorts, etc., are all back for summer. So they go perfect with, they do go with navy, they go with green as well. So there's definitely options, like a nice tan too. But if he's got any more questions, he needs to pop in. I'll try and find him a shirt.
And do men stick to trainers in the summer, or should they go for a shoe still?
No, definitely not.
Sandals?
Sandals, massive. And also, I mean, we've got loads of like boater shoes and things in. I don't know if it's just a Cambridge thing, but we've got loads of them, that kind of type of thing in already. Hopefully we'll see some more coming in. So, yeah.
That's an interesting point you just said there. Does Cambridge have its own fashion climate?
I don't know. I guess, well, how our stock is taken to different stores depends on what the kind of appetite is for different brands. So if boater shoes are bought more often in Cambridge, then they're going to send more out to us. Something like that, I don't know. But things like Mabel's and stuff as well, I think that's why we have more of a bit of a dapper, you know, nice suit section for the guys, some evening dresses for the girls as well.
Yeah, you should go to another store somewhere in a completely different part of the country.
I have been,
as an experiment, and see.
We went to the new store in Birmingham last year.
Oh, yeah.
And completely different. Completely different. So it does, it's for different brands and everything. So it ranges from store to store, which is quite interesting.
So if someone has got a wedding,
time of year,
don't panic. Get in early, obviously, get your outfit sorted.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend, if you are going to a wedding, whether a guest, mother of the bride, whatever, if you've got your invite and you know you're going to a wedding this season, you need to really get your outfit by mid-May. Because after that point, sales start, and everyone will think, what are you on about? Sales are great. However, minimal sizes. It's the end of stock. That is what a sale is. So you're really risking it for not being able to get what you're looking for, because you might be left with just a few sizes and you might not actually be able to get hold of what you're looking for.
And that is so important, that something fits. I think overall it has to fit you and look good and you feel comfortable in it, especially if you're going to be in it all day.
Comfort, particularly for weddings, I say to all my clients, comfort overrides everything. When you're going to be at a wedding all day, you know, and they are all day events, and more and more people, you know, you're going from one venue to another as well. It's not all in one venue anymore. You need to be going for comfort, particularly with shoes, and also just like lengths of dresses. Just making sure you're actually happy with that, because if you're going to be paranoid the whole time, or you know, is it too short, or fussing with the dress, you're not enjoying the event. And at the end of the day, it's a great occasion you're at, so you should be enjoying yourself.
I mean, what, Tim's never been to a wedding.
Do you know, not since I was knee high to grasshopper, no.
Actually, I was the same as far as last year, but then I was a bridesmaid.
Do you know what, it's funny actually, speaking of a slight tangent, I went to my aunt's wedding, both of my aunt's wedding when I was younger, and she put a video on Facebook that she'd ripped off an old VHS of her. You know, you meet everybody outside the venue, and there's me standing next to my mum, and I might see if I can find the video actually and show you, because I'm obviously dressed up wearing. I mean, God knows what they're dressed in. But I've not been to a wedding as an adult, and I don't know whether I will be going to one anytime soon. I don't know any friends that are getting married. Are you not going to a wedding soon?
I'm always going to weddings. I love a wedding. I generally go to anyone's wedding. So,
great.
But basically, Tim, if he was going, would he wear a suit and tie, or is it keeping cash?
No, I would go, I think, a nice shirt, nice pair of trousers, brogues is the right kind of way. Don't overdress.
Okay.
Unless it's like extremely formal, or if you're part of the actual wedding party as such, whether if you're a best man or if you're in that kind of group, then dress up. But if you're just a guest, don't make yourself look like the best man.
Yeah.
I was reading an article, I think it was in the Daily Mail, about like the wedding faux pas, and one of them was girls dressing like bridesmaids and guys dressing like the best man.
Yeah.
So don't overdo it.
And girls should never wear cream or white ever.
Yeah. Which sometimes when you look on the floor, that could be quite hard. Yeah. I mean, Karen Millen's got quite a lot of kind of cream dresses at the moment, so.
So stick to the pinks and blues, you think, this season?
Pinks and blues, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And what about you? Have you got a wedding? Are you off to one?
I haven't got any weddings this year. I'm off, as far as I'm aware. No one's getting married yet. We'll have to see. My sister has got engaged, so we'll have to see if there's a wedding last minute. But like I said last year, actually it was really funny for that question, because it was in Falmouth.
Oh.
That was my wedding last year. It was my best friend's wedding. I was bridesmaid, and it was very casual. It was love.
So did your sister have an engagement party? Was she...
No, she's party? Not had anything yet, so we'll have to see.
But... So if you're going to a party, do you big up the accessories? Are you all about the jewellery, the shoes?
I'm a massive accessories fan. As you can tell by my earrings. Finally, you can see them everywhere.
They're like sweet jars.
No, I love accessories. I love jewellery in particular. I love a good pair of earrings. But
earrings are very in, aren't they, at the moment? Big chandelier earrings,
but
is that
right? The thing. I think it depends on your style. Because I like, you know, the bigger the better. More colour. Like, that's me 100%. Yeah, one of my sisters, everything is very...
Small, understated
silver stars, you know, understated. You just think, how are we related? But I guess
so. It's basically, follow your personality. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, definitely. Follow your personality. There is, again, like, there is so much out there. You don't need to necessarily always go with what is on point, like on trend. I think, you know, trends do lead styles that are in every season, but then you have got classic pieces that are in every season as well. Brands like Estella Bartlett and stuff like that do really nice classic silver gold pieces that will last you for years. So yeah, we've got all brands like that in store.
So what about summer, when summer comes and we are going to go off on holiday, hopefully, even if it's just camping, what's going on with the summer wear?
So in terms of summer, I mean, in store, it's just starting to come in. So we're starting to get our linen in, which is always fun. Great for particularly hot holidays. And then we've got brands, we've got trends like the athleisure trend, which is really massive for the rest of summer. So a lot of kind of bomber jackets, a lot of, it's much more played down, no pattern, again about layering, but great for kind of holiday wear because you compare things with trainers. It's all about being casual, comfortable, and almost like you could wear it to work, but then you could go on holiday or you could go do, I don't know, something more activities with it. So athleisure is a great one to follow for holiday wear. Because if you're going on like a city break or something, but I don't know about you, I'm all over the trainers. If I'm going to go somewhere definitely. Like Copenhagen and be walking around the whole time, I do not want to be in flat sandals that are going to, you know, hurt my feet the whole time. So it's great that trainers, and it's almost like that 90s trend, like the Stan Smiths, all of that coming in. So yeah. So athleisure is definitely a big one. The other thing is just cropped in general summer. cropped jeans, cropped tops for the younger type.
I
personally cannot do a cropped top anymore.
That feels really dread.
But again, I think it's that 90s thing. That 90s fashion is coming back like so strong. Really? And last time I was a bit younger, so this is kind of like, yes, I can dress like my sister did in the 90s. But yeah, so cropped trousers as well.
Because there was the shoulder thing last. Is that still a thing?
Still a thing. And or have a gorgeous off the shoulder, quite a fine like chiffon top in a red that's beautiful. That's great for holiday wear actually because it's so light. And you'll see that as well coming through with other brands, Whistles in particular. They did one last year that sold out completely and it was just a light cotton, which again is great for a hotter season. They've brought it back again and they've brought a like a pinstripe too. So, and just things that will go with jean shorts, even like little denim skirts. So yeah. Fantastic.
I can't wait to go shopping now. Every time I talk to Jess, I just
need
like,
to pop in.
My eyes
have to pop in. I was in John Lewis last week, but I was looking at television. It's not clothes.
I'm hurt.
Sorry.
But I definitely recommend everyone come in and see Andor because it's completely different to anything that we have currently in store, and the whole lifestyle vibe of it is so nice. And I just think it caters to everyone.
That's Andor.
Andor.
Not a lady called Andor.
Not Andor, right. Like Andora.
Yeah.
Like it's Andor.
Okay. All right.
Sounds good. Okay. Sounds really good.
Well, thank you for coming by and giving us the update.
Thank you very much.
And we'll have to get you back in again and do autumn and winter again later on in the summer.
Yes. And like, and as before, feel free to always.
Yeah, Peanut, if you want a personal styling session.
Book.
Yeah, you can book in online or in store. I've got a number here, is that?
Yeah, give it.
It's 01223-224-641.
And they're free and you're not under any obligation to buy anything.
You've got two free appointments. So we do a Style Express, which is for an hour, a Style Experience, which is 2 hours. They're completely complimentary. And then we do a Style Profile, which is £125, but you get it redeemable for purchase over £500. So if you're looking for, you know, you're thinking, I want, you know, a full new wardrobe or, you know, Mother of the Bride outfit, but I really want to go for it. You will also get with that your colours done. So we'll fit into a season. You'll get all about your body shape, what brands you should be shopping, what styles you should be shopping. So it's a bit more in depth than just a usual appointment.
And also, I think it makes a kind of nice gift, something different to do or something fun to do with other people,
definitely.
You know, with friends and or with your mum or family.
Yeah, exactly. I think sometimes when you think, I don't really know what to go for, actually, it's a great gift. And it's a really fun kind of couple of hours.
Yeah, we had a great time, didn't we?
And we did.
So if you're starting a new job, you know.
Yeah, we've had a lot of interview outfits recently and new workwear. Again, also just for summer.
Yeah,
it's that kind of, what do I wear for work that's still appropriate, but I'm not going to be, you know, sweltering in a suit.
I just have to ask you one thing. Hats. Should you do a hat if, you know, ever?
As in, like, for a
wedding or for holiday? Do you still do hats for weddings?
Yeah, we still do hats and we have fascinators. Personally, I'm more of a fascinator fan. I think the issue with a hat is you ruin your hair. And also, a lot of them come up quite big. I think it depends on your style and how long your hair is.
What about if you're going to the races?
Hat or fascinator, always the way.
Holiday, floppy hat?
Yeah. Definitely. Actually, I have one I always wear in Portugal. So, I mean, I think it depends on... Some people can suit a hat and some people you just like, it's really not me. Got to come in and try them all on. Obviously, the way.
I think you need to go back.
Yeah. I do.
All right, lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.